basketball.
Oh.
South Sudan is the only African team that has qualified for the Olympics basketball team. Talk to me a little bit about what you think the chances are for South Sudan, and just what does this mean for not only South Sudan, but for the continent of Africa to have a team. You know, to me, I feel like South Sudanese have a lot of very talented basketball players across the region. If we look at it within the diaspora, they play in Australia. You have a ton of them that are playing in the U.S., NBA, G League, Europe. So
forget that the Basketball Africa League.
Every team has South Sudanese.
I can't think of a team that did not have a South Sudanese. Well, maybe not. Egypt had it.
Yeah, and then also the Egyptian, the South Sudanese Luol. Luol was also the MVP of the tournament as well. 2 years in a row, if I'm not mistaken, a South Sudanese won it, because the year prior, Nuni Omat with Al Ahly Egypt won it as well. So what do you think their chances are, and who do you think are the favorites going into it for the Olympics
now,
of basketball?
So here's the thing. They are a very talented bunch. The fortunate part is that they're all diaspora-based. So when it's a conversation around resources, it's very limited, because some of them, as you mentioned, are based in Australia. Some are based here in America. Some are based... Very few of them are based in South Sudan, if there's any. Yeah. So it's really intriguing. A lot of these names are names that we know that featured in the Basketball Africa League, but that have also featured in different leagues across the world, including the FIBA World Championships. And so I think if they're able to play well, they're definitely going to make a statement. Now, whether or not they win gold, that's a whole different chat.
Right.
Why? Because there's one fixture that they're going to have that is going to be a headache.
Oh.
And they are playing against Dream Team 2.0.
You coining them that? Is that what the world is?
It has to be Dream Team 2.0. I can't think of anyone that is on that team that is not a superstar.
Yeah.
And for context, ladies and gentlemen, Dream Team 2.0 is the American team.
Yeah.
And so that game against South Sudan versus Dream Team 2.0.
Yeah.
Now, once again, basketball, sports, the beautiful thing about it is sometimes even the underdog is able to emerge victorious.
Absolutely.
However, when we're looking on paper, it's going to be a long night. We just saw what Dream Team 2.0 did to Canada. They ripped them to shreds.
They did.
So it's really going to be interesting.
They almost slipped up against Australia.
Yes.
So what we're seeing is this is a team with the legendary names.
LeBron James.
You know, Hall of Famers.
Steph Curry.
You know, LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant.
Yes.
You know, you got Jason Tatum just coming off of a championship. The likes of, you know, Jrue Holiday and as well as Anthony Edwards, the new potential face of the league. You have all these different players that...
The only person that I can think of that's missing is Kyrie.
Jaylen Brown's also missing. You know, finals MVP Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
But, you know, Kawhi stepped out and maybe they needed somebody that could kind of, you know, do what Kawhi does to a certain extent. Derek White is an exceptional player as well, so that works out. But, so, we're expecting the U.S. to take that, but South Sudan to be, you know,
to do well. I strongly believe that they're definitely going to make a statement.
Yeah.
Now, what that statement looks like is going to be a whole different conversation, but also, once again, it unravels and brings back the conversation to what kind of attention will Africa get after this? I strongly believe that with the emergence of the Basketball Africa League, with South Sudan doing well in France, we're going to see a whole different conversation when we're talking about the Olympics, the next Olympics, when we're talking about the next Basketball Africa League, when we're talking about the next FIBA Championships, when we're talking about all these different things. I strongly believe that with African faces there, the fact that South Sudan is there, and we all know these names are strong names on the continent, they're strong names in other parts of the world, they can make a statement if they're able to play together.